A Pakistani court has sentenced Umar Sheikh to death and his three accomplices lifetime imprisonment for abducting and murdering Daniel Pearl. British-born Ahmed Umar Said Sheikh, facing a trial of masterminding and kidnapping of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl in Hyderabad Central Jail, has been convicted to death sentence. His accomplices Salman Saqib, Fahad Naseem and Sheikh Adil were sentenced to life imprisonment. The trial concluded on last Wednesday with the prosecution asking for the death penalty. Speaking to reporters outside the court, Chief Prosecutor Raja Qureshi expressed happiness over the verdict.
You know, the case of Daniel Pearl, you know, kidnapping of Daniel Pearl and murder of Daniel Pearl, a Wall Street Journal, and the learned court has awarded death sentence to the principal accused, Mr. Ahmed Umar Said Sheikh. Life imprisonment has been awarded to the remaining three accused persons on the charges of conspiracy, on the charges of kidnapping for ransom, on the charges of murder, and on the charges of destruction of evidence. Based on this, the prosecution has produced about 23 prosecution witnesses and overwhelming incriminating evidence was brought on record, whereafter the arguments were heard and the learned judge pronounced the judgment today, convicting by holding that these acts are acts of terrorism nationally and internationally. And I feel that the objective of the law of terrorism has been achieved by securing the conviction against the accused persons.
Fearing that extremists could turn violent if the verdict finds the defendants guilty or sentences them to hang, police ring the city jail and sharpshooters man rooftop positions across the streets before a judge was to render a verdict. The trial began on April 22nd in Karachi, but was moved to Hyderabad after prosecutors said they were receiving death threats. Pearl, the Journal South Asia bureau chief, disappeared on January 23rd this year from the port city of Karachi while researching on a story on a possible link between Islamic militants. A few days later, emails received by Western and Pakistani news media showed Pearl in captivity. A videotape arrived by the US diplomats in February confirmed that Pearl was dead. Poonam Dagar, ANI.